Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, and we have a great podcast. This is 998A, just two from 1,000. 1,000 podcasts. Wow. Just two from 1,000, but 998A, the news of the week, what it means to you. And there's a lot of non-COVID news. My top story, the longevity, is the next disruptor story. And maybe it is the second top story is a death marker protein cleans up your muscles after exercise and why that's important to keeping you young. The Automega story of the week, as a nation's worth grows, so do its waistlines. That is right. As you get wealthier, so as the people in China are moving out of poverty, they're getting fatter. So are those from 43 other countries. We'll be back to that in a second. And coffee, you know I am a coffee addict. Well, it's linked to a lower body fat, especially in women. That's the celebrated story of the week. Another, if you will, longevity is the next disruptor story. If you're having trouble sleeping, here's what to do. This is actually a big story. I love this story. And a metabolic signature can determine your adherence to the Mediterranean diet, as well as predict cardiovascular disease risk. Well beyond wellness, it may be possible to catch the coronavirus twice. And the wellness foreplay, vaping puts you at risk for gum disease the same way smoking does, same bacteria, same cause of inflammation, same cause of dementia. So it may be not the tobacco, but the heat or something else that causes inflammation. Contrary, adding a blend of spices to a meal helps you lower inflammation. That's another Otto Omega story and another story of the week. So this is 998A, the news of the week. We are brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. They're our sponsor. Are you confused about vitamins? Persona experts cut through the confusion and the hype. Imagine you can get supplements customized to your needs. Visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. Let's go through these stories. This is a very interesting story. As the nation's waistline grows, so does, by the way, I should tell you, 998B, Mandip Kang talked about the doctor's kidney diet. 995, Robin Cruz, Making Peace with Your Plate, one of my favorites recently. 993B, Emily Hunt, the College of Engineering in West Texas A&M, talked about using copper plates, a kind of a paste-on copper plate, as a way of protecting yourself from viruses, fungi, and bacteria on doorknobs, light plates, etc. Really interesting discussion. One of the stories this week also was, are many with autism missing out on gene tests? What I learned from my wife, who's a specialist in autism, they routinely refer people to the geneticists because of the influence and what it means to see if they've got fragile X and some other things, because it does have other implications for the family. But only 3% of the kids with autism are getting the genetic tests. It may be possible to catch the coronavirus twice. That's actually, if you will, a interesting well beyond wellness story. This is that the immunity from a couple of the common cold coronaviruses lasts only 8 weeks. That is, every 8 weeks you're able to catch it because our immune system only makes immunoglobulin G against it in enough quantity that you're protected for 8 weeks. And that's one of the problems with the asymptomatic disease. Apparently, the people who are asymptomatically carrying COVID-19 can get it more than once because they don't make enough enough antibodies to combat it. I like the simple stretches. One of the stretches is that you should strengthen your glutes and hamstrings with a bridge march stretch. You begin by lying on your back with your knees bent, your arms at your side. Your feet should be hip width wide apart and 12 to 15 inches from your bottom. Squeeze your glutes and lift your hips up into a bridge position. Hold here while then you lift your right foot off the ground, put it back, then lift your left foot off the ground. That's pretty tough. That's a great stretch. And another one is for a neck. Start by stretching your right side by dropping your right ear to your right shoulder, then do the other on your left, and put two fingers on top of your head and push a little bit as you go to each side to get a little more stretch. I actually like that. One of my favorite stories, as I implied at the beginning, is the one on the longevity is the next disruptor, the death marker protein cleans up your muscles after exercise. Why do I like this story so much? Because it really is a really important study because it is, I don't want to... say this in a minimum way, but it is an important study because this death marker protein, as you exercise, you personally kill those muscle cells that are old and non-functioning. That's right. As you go through life, your mitochondria live a tough life, and they get a lot of damage to them. They're your energy producers, and they have to work very hard to produce energy. But you damage them, and they then don't function normally. Well, and those ones that aren't functioning normally, the old muscle cells, put out a little chemical that causes the cells, the muscle cells right around them, to not contract normally. So your older cells have a bad influence on the younger cells around them. Well, what happens when you exercise and do a little high-intensity exercise? You put out a protein called ubiquitin. That's not ubiquinone. It's not what's in CoQ10. This is ubiquitin. And that gets rid of the old cells. So it's like you become young again. Your muscles become young again. That's a great thing. We're studying senolytics. That's one of the things you can do to keep your body young. And senolytics is a great way of doing this. And that's what happens with high-intensity exercise.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
One of the stories this week was also about emotional eating and the kids watching too much TV, seeing the horrors on TV. What it is it says stop emotional eating by saying you're only going to eat at regular periods. The refrigerator isn't available except at these three time periods during lunch, dinner, and breakfast. And that's important. And by the way, if you eat a Mediterranean diet, that's another top story this week. Why is that a top story? Because it is a longevity is the next disruptor. You can predict the Mediterranean diet lets you live longer and healthier, decrease your risk for cardiovascular disease. And there are signatures in the cytokines of that that show that you're eating it and that it lowers your risk of heart disease. So does a bunch of spices. This is really weird. 6 grams of spices. They use bay leaf, basil, black pepper, cinnamon, coriander, cumin, ginger, oregano, parsley, red pepper, rosemary, thyme, and turmeric. Doesn't say what ratio, and it may not matter, but 6 grams at a meal decrease cytokine-induced inflammation substantially after that meal. So eating that those spices, I don't know whether to call that an odd omega story or longevity is the next disruptor story, but I like whatever it is. By the way, your bacteria in your gut cause changes in the proteins you produce, which interact with your mind in very particular ways. So that we call that your microbiome interacts with your mind. One of the most disturbing or interesting stories is another auto mega story, which is fatter wallets lead to fatter people, according to a new study. That is, as most people currently who live in low and middle income countries have rising incomes, they eat much more. In fact, it was that for every 1% increase in the GDP of a country, the waistlines increase 1.23%. That's why we're getting fatter. This is data from 40 years of data in 147 countries. A little bit of income means a little bit of obesity, or you get 1.23% fatter for every 1% increase in GDP. The next story is a one, if you're having trouble sleeping, what do you do? Well, I really like this. So besides external influences like recurrent noises, the main thing is that you've got a plan for tomorrow by going to bed earlier. Get up if you're not asleep in 20 minutes. Develop your pre-sleep ritual. Avoid overstimulation. Practice meditation. What are the causes? Well, it's not only things that you do, but it could be chronic pain, restless legs, sleep apnea, hormonal changes, narcolepsy, night terrors, type 2 diabetes, sleepwalking, depression, common issues related to aging. Most common, two things, stress and acid reflux. Acid reflux from eating too late at night. Close the kitchen earlier would be the message. Scientists have now spotted a lot of genes related to problem drinking. And what does that do? I don't know that does you any good other than saying you're at risk of the problem. Vaping, bad thing. Vaping changes the bacteria inside your mouth to make it much more likely that you'll have inflammation. Coffee does the reverse. And in addition, coffee changes the metabolism of your body so that you're less likely to be fat, especially if you're a woman. 3 to 4 cups a day, 3% lower body fat over time in this large study from the National Nutrition and Health Study. So where are we? That's right. This is You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. You've listened to 998B, the news of the week. In 2 weeks, we'll have our 1,000th podcast. thanks to you, but we are brought to you thanks to your downloading us by Persona Nutrition. I was hoping you'd fill it in. MyPersona.com. Go to MyPersona.com. They are a wonderful source of information about your diet. You can take the free assessment at MyPersona.com. Talk to a nutritionist. Learn an awful lot. Find out whether you're missing anything or not from what you're eating. And then you can enjoy a healthier diet or get the supplements you're missing. MyPersona.com. This is the A segment. 998B, a wonderful guest, talked about, Dr. Kang, his name was. He talked to us about kidney diets and different diets because of different progression of kidney disease and how you can reverse it with diet. 994B, one of my favorites, Paul Offit. And, of course, 948. You wonder what that is? No, it's not Kathy Eban. She's 947. 948 is Marwan Sabah, author of Fighting for My Life. 50 weeks ago, it was 948B, Dr. Marwan Sabah, Fighting for My Life. Oh, what a great set. 968B, so 48 and 68, just like today's 998, but another 868, Dr. David Sinclair, Lifespan, a great book on longevity. Thanks very much to Joe for great engineering, Persona Nutrition, MyPersona.com for sponsoring us, and of course, all the scientists who contributed to the studies this week. Wonderful set of studies not related to COVID-19. Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next week with another A, News of the Week and what it means to you, and another B. Until then, remember, exercise hard a little bit and you secrete a death marker protein that takes away your aged cells and leaves you with younger muscle. Thanks again for listening. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.